Hello everyone, welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast where I share perspectives that are helpful for leaders when they lead themselves and others with more clarity and power. Are you a leader or are you a savior? That's an interesting distinction. And what's meant by savior in this context is the tendency to take on other people's problems and actually other people's work and save people accomplishing results by doing it yourself. I woke up to my own tendency to do this some time back, maybe years ago, at yet another level. And I saw how much work I did where I didn't lead other people. I took on their jobs and helped them out more than I wanted. It was actually more comfortable sometimes to simply be the one taking on the job, doing it myself, than challenging other people to show up at new levels and challenging myself to be straight at levels that were uncomfortable with me. I started sharing this with people around me, and I have seen so many people recognizing themselves in being saviors where they actually want to be leaders. Sometimes I bring it up with leaders when they are struggling, and I hear this tendency to not bother other people, not be straight with people, not put demands on people, not making requests on people, but rather stepping in themselves. And I sometimes think this sounds weird. Will they hear what I'm trying to share? And they immediately catch on. I mean, yesterday I had a coaching session with a client of mine who's leading about seven different companies with 250 employees. And she shared how she was not comfortable bothering other people, she called it, or placing demands on people. And when I heard her say that, I'm like, what is she talking about? She's an awesome individual. She's actually very talented in holding people accountable without being forceful and in making demands in ways that are super constructive for the business. But in her world, she did not want to trouble people and place demands, even to the level of requesting a change of hotels and travel tickets with the administrators in the company. Felt kind of, I shouldn't do that. She was caught up in saving other people from trouble and doing their work instead of being a leader for other people. How are you doing with this? Are you falling into taking people's problems on your back and carrying it for everybody instead of being the leader you are called to be? Well, you look for yourself. Most likely you can see parts of your life or some individuals where you are carrying them on your back, doing part of their work, instead of showing up as the leader you know you can be for them and coach, train, support them to win, instead of you doing their work. That was all for today. I'm back most days of the week, sharing insights and perspectives that are helpful for leaders who want to produce well and also live without stress and access well-being at expanding levels. At wilhelmhast.com, you find links to more content, and there's new podcast episodes most days of the week. So welcome back anytime you want.